Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's Thursdays in the Doghouse. I'm Karen Fazio, your host. I'm the dog super nanny and the owner of My Best Friend Dog Training in Keyport, New Jersey. I hope you'll listen to all our informative and educational programs every week. But for the next half hour, I'm going to be talking about canine body language and vocalizations and what they mean. For the better part of the month, we've been interviewing scientists and veterinarians and trainers such as Victoria Stilwell. But today I really want to have more of an intimate show between you and me. I invite you to call me anytime during the show with questions you might have about your own dogs or what you think they might be saying if you need it interpreted. Our phone number is 856-227-1360. Again, that number is 856-227-1360. Give us a call and let us know if you're having any behavioral problems or if your dog is doing something weird, you don't know what it means, and I'll be here to answer your calls. Right now, I want to let you guys know, too, that Rini is not going to be joining us today because she's on vacation, so I'm doing a solo show today. So give me a call. It'll be fun to have some company. But before we get started, I'd like to share with you some of the services that I offer in the Keyport, New Jersey area and the surrounding areas.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Hi, it's Karen Fazio, the host of Thursdays in the Doghouse, and I want to welcome you back. Today we're going to be discussing the subject of canine body language and the many vocalizations that dogs make. Interestingly enough, 90% of all dog communication is completely silent. Only 10% of dog body language is vocal, meaning, you know, barks and growls and whines and grumbles and things like that. But 90% of it is quiet. And the way that dogs communicate with each other, they often try to communicate with us in the same way. In fact, they always try to communicate with us in the same way. They use eye blinking and tail wagging and turning of the head and all kinds of things that we miss constantly. And then when our dog misbehaves or it ends up snarling at us, you know, we're wondering, you know, gee, what happened? What did I do? But meanwhile, your dog has probably most likely have given you a million clues that it's upset about something or it's afraid of something, but we're not picking it up. So my goal here today is to teach you a little bit about what these signals mean and how you can interpret them. And I think that knowing some of this information will help you communicate better with your dog. So I'm going to start with what we know. Us humans, what we're familiar with, we have vocalizations, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what they mean. We'll start with the howl, the kind of lone wolf howl, and basically that's a loneliness call, or when a dog gets completely frustrated and it's really bereft and it's just calling out for help in some way, either for friendliness or, you know, just out of loneliness. Then we have, you know, your standard growl. There is a deep-chested growl, and then there's a high-pitched growl. A deep-chested growl is more of a warning and a sign of disgust, and a high-pitched growl is usually more of a complaint and a fear-based reaction. Now, I want to go into that a little bit with the snarl. You know, when the dog lifts its lips over its teeth and it's like, we do this on a daily basis. Count how many times a day that you lift your lip over your teeth, and you will be amazed at how many times we do it. When we smell something nasty, if we see something gross on TV, or we see a spider or something that really, you know, makes us feel disgusting, we'll go, oh, or ah, when we're frightened, we do the same thing. But we have this habit of condemning our dogs for doing the same thing. And they're basically just expressing themselves. And there's a real danger in correcting a dog for expressing that kind of body language, a snarl, a growl. If your dog's doing that, he's trying to communicate with you. And in the dog world, that's a very polite thing to do. The impolite thing to do would be to react right away and bite you. But if your dog's giving you a growl, even if it looks really nasty, tell him he's a good boy, because we want him to continue that way of communication, of not biting, giving us warnings, and telling us basically what's on their mind. So now we're going to go to barking, and I want to explain what some of these barks. Barks mean a lot of things, and at the end of the show I'm going to give you a list of books that you can purchase if you want to learn more on it. But basically, one bark is a call out, like, hey, hey. You know, like if you see somebody, or, you know, you're kind of lonely and you just, you know, you want to say hello to somebody that you hear them getting out of their car, you say, hey. Multiple barks in a rapid succession is a form of alarm or an effort to rally their social group to investigate something that they find rather interesting or threatening. Which is why if you actually respond to your dog when he's barking at something outside and you go over and you make me say, oh, you acknowledge what he sees, good job, okay, and walk away, usually that kind of annoying barking at things outside will start to diminish a little bit, because you're actually acting like a dog. You're investigating what he sees and you're giving him assurance that everything's safe. Barking that begins with a yodel or a howl is an excited alert or an alarm, because usually that follows with lots of barking. Now we're going to move into the moan. And it's kind of a rare thing, but a lot of dogs do it, and I find this particularly present in the German Shepherd, where, you know, if you're giving them a good pet down and they're sleepy, they'll go, you know, they really express their, and that's intense pleasure or contentment. Then we have the whine. We're all know familiar with the whine, which is basically begging or I want, a sound that starts low and ends high is a form of begging. Like, we do that when we ask our dogs, do you want to go out? So it's kind of like an asking. It's asking. Sounds that start high and end on low, like, is usually unhappiness or a complaint. They're complaining about something. You're not giving them enough attention, or someone's bothering them in the house. Then we have even pitch grumbles. You know, wow, 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 wow. And that's usually wanting or asking. It could be representative of frustration or discontent. And many owners will say that their dogs are talking to them when they're doing this. On the other end of the spectrum, we have multiple high-pitched grumbles and whines, or a combination of both. And that's usually like a defense call, or a way of complaining, because it might be guarding something or it feels threatened. And then you have high-pitched barking, which you often see. You see a lot of it in play, when especially when puppies are playing, or when a dog is particularly frustrated about something. Say there's a yummy biscuit on the opposite side of the fence and they can't get to it. Or there's a playmate on the other side of the fence and they can't get to it. You'll often hear this high-pitched, like, puppy bark. It's ear-piercing. And then we have the yawn. And this appears in the vocalizations and in the silent body language, but I'm going to, since I'm focusing on the vocalizations right now, this is a yawn that is very vocal. Like the dog will wake up in the morning going, you know, when you come out of your bedroom. And that's usually related to excitement or frustration. It's basically the same thing in the silent language, but it's a way to release tension and to express excitement. When we come back, I am going to talk more about the silent body signals, and there's a lot more of those, so we're going to need some time for that. But if you have a question or if you want some information on dog body language, you don't know what your dog's trying to tell you, you're confused, your vet doesn't know, and you're going around and around, feel free to give me a call this morning at WNJC 1360 AM at 856-227-1360. Again, the number is 856-227-1360. But right now, I want to take a quick break because I want you to listen to what Rini Premaza has to say about some of the services that she offers in her area, in the South Jersey area, as a professional canine consultant.
Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Premaza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.
Karen Fazio, host of Thursdays in the Doghouse, and I want to welcome you back to today's show. Today we're discussing, or at least I'm discussing, canine body language, both the vocal and the silent language that they use. And if you have a question about what your dog might be trying to tell you, I'm here this morning to answer your calls. Feel free to call 856-227-1360. Again, the number is 856-227-1360. If you have a question about what your dog is trying to say to you, give me a call and maybe we can figure it out. Today we're discussing dog body language and just a moment ago we were talking about the vocalization side of body language, and now we're going to be discussing the more complicated side, the silent body language signals. And these are the signals that we usually don't pay attention to. And it's really not our fault. No one really taught us how to speak dog. We go through great lengths to try to teach our dogs how to understand English, but we don't really spend a lot of time focusing and studying dog language to really understand what they're saying. And sometimes not knowing this, and many times really, I have to correct myself, quite a lot of times, this causes a lot of friction between the human-canine bond because we're only speaking one language, not really communicating with each other. So now we're going to be discussing some of the silent body language signals, and these are the more common ones. There are probably dozens more, but I really want you to be aware of what the more common ones are. And we're going to start with turning away of the head. So this is if you're standing in front of your dog or another dog is in front of your dog or somebody's walking down the street and your dog turns his head sideways away from you or towards you or away from the object. What this is it's a calming signal. This helps the dog relax. It calms inner tension, and it also is a peaceful display to whatever it is that's coming towards the dog. And believe it or not, it could be a garbage pail, it doesn't have to be a person or a living thing, it could be anything that the dog might fear. And you might see this right now if you guys get out there and there's still some Halloween decorations around, you're walking past the house, don't be surprised if you're walking your dog and he starts turning his head away from the Halloween decorations. What this position does, this head position does, it helps to avoid potential conflict. It does so by preventing direct eye contact with whatever it is that the dog may be fearful of. And other dogs see direct eye contact as an aggressive behavior. It's a challenging behavior. If they weren't raised with a lot of dogs and kind of got used to that, it could be very scary. Then the other one that happens a lot, I mean, you'd be surprised how often this happens, is the dog licking its lips. And this isn't like yummy, ooh, I just ate a treat and so I'm licking the corners of my mouth. This is the tongue coming straight out of the mouth, either straight out, or it comes up and it touches the nose and goes back in. And it's lightning quick. If you took pictures of your dog on a daily basis, you'd be surprised how many of them show up with the dog licking its lips. And this conveys peaceful intentions. It's also a calming signal, and it's used to calm an entire social group. It eases the tension in a social group, or inner stress. And sometimes it could precede a bite or in a fearful dog. Some dogs will lick their lips a lot and then go for the bite. One, because we're ignoring the lip licking, and they're trying to talk to us like a dog, and we're not listening, so, you know, they go on to the next step. So that's another one. Then we have yawning, and we discussed this earlier in the show. However, this is usually a silent yawn. It can be vocal, but that also is a calming signal. It's a stress reducer of personal stress levels or the stress levels in a social group. It's very similar to the licking of the lips. Then we have shaking, and this is like when your dog gets out of the bathtub and it's like, and it shakes all that water off of it. You may see this in a particularly stressful situation, say at the vet, after a scary event, or during high intense play with another dog. Especially if the other dog snarks at him. If he, you know, did something he shouldn't have done and the dog corrects him and yells, bah! You know, he might shake off. And that's a stress reliever, and it's also a way to kind of break tension in the sense that, in a social group. And you may see this after your dog has a scary or a very exciting experience, even a fun experience. Now we're going to discuss tail positioning, and I got to move quickly here because I don't want to run out of time. So I'm going to go through these kind of quickly. So tail positions, we have the elevated tail, which symbolizes confident behavior. Then we have the tail that goes up over the back. If your dog doesn't naturally have an up over the back tail, some dogs are bred to have that, but if your dog is like a German Shepherd and its tail is usually hanging low, but now all of a sudden it's, you know, way over its back, that's extreme confidence. It could, believe it or not, it could also be a sign of insecurity. Some dogs overcompensate for their insecurities by trying to make themselves look very dominant, and so they'll put their tail over their back. Straight down is a relaxed, submissive, state of mind. And between the legs, most of us know is fearful. A happy dog that's really excited to see you will be wagging his tail, but the whole hindquarters will be going with that too. If just the tail is going, now that's, you know, the equivalent of you tapping your chin and saying, what am I going to do next? I mean, the dog it's symbolic of the dog thinking, or it's interested in something. It's really just saying that the dog's mind is active. But it's not necessarily a sign of friendliness. And believe it or not, a lot of dogs will just wag their tail before they give you a good bite. So you really want to be aware of, is the dog really happy to see me, or is his tail just wagging because he's thinking about something? So you want to take all these other signals and put them together. Is he licking his lips? Is he yawning? Is he turning his head away from you? If he's doing those things and his tail is wagging, you may want to stay away. Then we have shivering, and we see this a lot in small breeds like Chihuahuas. this is indicative of a very excited or overstimulated state of mind, and it can also be a reaction to fear. But interestingly enough, when animals do this and they're really frightened, including men, if we're confronted with a stressful event, our core body temperature rises, and it causes a problem, a physical illness, and it's called stress-induced hypothermia. And that sources from the Department of Psychology, Ulrich Institute of Pharmaceutical Sciences, and Ulrich, I can't even read that, it's in the Netherlands. I have it online if you want to take a look at it. So you really want to be careful. If your dog's really shaken and frightened, you know, you want to kind of get him in that situation or else he could really get sick. Then we have the kissing of the mouth, which is a friendly behavior. It's a puppy behavior. It is peaceful intentions, submissive behavior, and it's one of the most common reasons why dogs jump on people when they're greeting them at doorways. Another silent body language signal is blinking. A lot of dogs will blink at you when they're trying to convey peaceful intentions, when they're trying to calm a situation down. And they also blink, too, when they get sleepy. Then we have the paw lift, and this is another one that gets misinterpreted. Oh, the dog's lifting its paw, it must want me to touch it. Not necessarily so. When a dog is lifting its paw and its weight is distributed towards the front of the body and it's leaning in, then it's a peaceful intention, it's a begging. When the dog is leaning away from you and the weight is distributed towards the rear of the body and it's lifting its paw, that is usually indicative of a fearful or distrustful state of mind. Now we're going to move over to the smile. A smile is a very relaxed facial expression. The mouth is usually open. The corners of the mouth are very droopy. Everything's relaxed. The tongue is kind of hanging out a little bit. You see no visible creases on the forehead or the face. Then you have what we call the grimace. And it's often referred to in the dog training business as a fear grimace, and that's usually a very excited state of mind. It could be extremely happy, but it's usually happy with a lot of excitement into it, or it could be fearful of something. And when that happens, when you see a fear grimace, it's really like a really exaggerated smile. I mean, this dog is pulling its lips all the way back. You can see the molars of the teeth. The tongue is usually in. You see creases on the forehead. I mean, it's really a crazy sight. It's like Wile E. Coyote when you see that. And that's usually a fearful or very excited state of mind. Then we have whale eye, and this is another silent signal. And you often see this in dogs that were hit for growling and giving warnings, and they have a closed mouth. They don't make any sounds at all. But if you approach them, they'll open their eyes really wide, and you can see the whites of their eyes showing. Now, if you have a Chihuahua or you have a brachycephalic breed that has, you know, that very large eyes, you would want to keep an eye on it just to see if more of the eye, white of the eye is showing. If, you know, if more than usual is showing, the dog is in a very stressed state of mind, and it could precede a bite. So you want to kind of be careful of that. You'll know that your dog is very fearful. We have the averted gaze, which, you know, if the dog is looking somewhere else other than at you or at the scary thing, and that also conveys peaceful intentions. It's very polite behavior, but it could also be indicative of fear. And that is also in combination with the head turn that we talked about earlier. I want you guys to, you know, if you have a question, you know, feel free to give me a call today in the studio. Our number is 856-227-1360. Again, the number is 856-227-1360. And we're talking about canine body language and how to communicate with your dog and what the more common body language symbols mean. We're going to go to presenting the belly because this is another one of those big ones where everybody thinks that when a dog shows you its belly, it's being submissive. And unfortunately, we get a lot of this on TV. Oh, the dog is submissive to me. Not necessarily so. When your dog is laying squarely on its back and it's got these cute little rabbit paws that droop over the center of its chest and its legs are open wide and it's an even balance on the floor, that is a dog that's trying to, we call that active submission. The dog is wants you to come rub its belly, is being completely submissive. However, if a dog is laying on its side and it just lifts a hind leg or it lifts a front paw or both together, that is not necessarily a submissive. It is a submissive behavior, but the foundation is based in fear or distrust. So you want to keep an eye open for this, when you, especially if you get like a dog from a shelter, you're adopting one from a friend, and you go to greet the dog, or the dog is interacting with other dogs for the first time and it throws itself on its back. If it's on its side and it's just lifting its hind leg, the dog's really not comfortable with what's going on. So I wouldn't recommend that you pet his belly. We have the sneeze, which is, I don't know if you guys are going to be able to hear it out there, but it sounds like this. And you see that a lot when a dog is having a really, really good time, or when they're really proud of themselves over something. And that is a lot of fun. Actually, it's almost the equivalent of human laughter. Of course, if the dog's sniffing pepper, you know, it's a sneeze. Bowing the body with the hindquarters up in the air, the front of the body on the floor is a playful bow, but it can be in all, a dog that's being defensive too. You want to take into consideration, is the whole dog's hindquarters wagging with the tail, or is it just the tail going? You know, you kind of want to discern for that, but usually nine times out of ten, it's a playful behavior. Breathing is another thing that we don't pay much attention to and really need to. When the dog is breathing through its stomach, it's in a relaxed state of mind, and when it's breathing through the chest, it's excited. So you see, when your dog is ready to ask you to go for a walk and it's sitting and bugging you at night while you're trying to watch TV and it's panting, you'll notice that it's breathing through its chest, not through its stomach. But when it's relaxed and it's taking a nap, it's breathing through its stomach. We have sweaty paws. I want you guys to know that dogs do sweat. They sweat or actually cool their bodies down by panting, and also by excreting fluid from their paws. You see this a lot. It's actually a very excited state. Usually it's involved in a fearful state. You see this a lot at the vet's office. You see damp footprints on the floor. If the dog has fear of the crate, you'll see wet footprints in the crate, and that's indicative of a very fearful dog. Then we have sniffing of the ground, and sniffing of the ground is also a calming signal. It conveys peaceful intentions, and it's also a stress reliever. So say if your dog is afraid of men, for instance, and you're walking and your dog is having a good time, he's looking around at the birds and all that kind of stuff, and a man appears down the block and the dog starts to sniff the ground, that's a sign of a fearful dog. So you don't, a lot of people will correct the dog and come on, you got to keep walking next to me. You know, if the dog is frightened, it's telling you so. So at this point, I would turn around and walk the other way and congratulate your dog for being so kind to let you know that he's afraid. Okay. We have freezing. If the dog just freezes, you want to be very careful. That's a sign of a dog that's about to do something. You don't want to take any chances. And drooling is also a sign of fear, apprehension. But look, we're running out of time. So I want to share with you a couple of books that you can buy on the subject if you want to learn more about dog body language. The first one is called Dog Language, an Encyclopedia of Canine Behavior by Roger Abrantes. On Talking Terms with Dogs, Calming Signals by Turid Ragas. And How to Speak Dog, Mastering the Art of Dog-Human Communication by Stanley Coran. And most of those can be found on Amazon.com. I want to thank you today for joining me in Thursdays in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, and I hope that you would join us again next week. Have a great weekend. I'm glad.